徐汇区2017年高三英语模拟练习八。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Can you hear that? Someone is knocking at the door.
Yeah. Why don't you go and have a look?
Question. What does the man mean?
2. Have you called a taxi to the airport?
Why? I'm not flying. I'll go to Guangzhou by high-speed railway.
Question. How is the woman going to Guangzhou?
3. Did you tip the waitress?
Yes. $10. 10% of our bill, right?
Question. How much did their meal cost?
4. I thought you were going to visit your grandparents last Sunday.
I had planned to, but I got a bad cold, and I didn't want to spread it to them or anyone else.
Question. What did the woman probably do last Sunday?5. I'm here to see Dr. Barrett for a physical examination.
I'm sorry, she's in surgery right now.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? 6. You'll never guess I got a high mark in physics.
Congratulations! Your hard work finally paid off, right?
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. Have you read the author's latest bestseller?
I've just finished it. I really recommend it.
Question. What are the man and woman talking about?
8. Why are you wearing a jacket? It's getting warmer today.
You never know what the weather will be like in the mountain.
Question. What will the two speakers probably do? 9. I guess you have no interest in attending Professor Wilson's lecture tomorrow, right?
On the contrary.I have to thank you for reminding me of it.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. I'm certain we've never had as much rain as we're having lately.
Haven't we ever?
Question. What do we learn from the woman's response?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Woodworking is the art of crafting things out of wood, and people have been known to make sculptures, cabinets, and statues. Anyone can take up this craft, but it doesn't mean you will be good at it. Like anything else, unless you have a natural talent,You'll have to practice at it. So, don't get discouraged if your first try doesn't come out like you had hoped. You can't expect to get it perfectly the very first time. Keep trying and you should be a woodworking master in no time at all. If you've always wanted to get into woodworking but didn't know how to go about it, you're not alone. This is a pastime that many want to have, but don't know what to do or what materials to use. If this is the case, all you have to do is to take a class on woodworking. If you think that you won't be able to find a class on this art, you're wrong. It's more popular than you realize, and classes are offered pretty much worldwide. So, check your phone book or look up classes on the internet for your specific city or country. The fees for this type of class will vary and are determined by the skill level and how long the class will run. If you've never tried your hand at woodworking before, start at the beginner level. Once you've been woodworking for a little while, you should attend one of the workshops held for people interested in this art. Once there, you will meet people that share your same interests and you will learn new ways at perfecting this craft. You should also look these workshops up on the internet and find out dates and locations so you can sign up. You will probably make new friends and increase your skill level at woodworking. What could be better than that?
Now listen again, please.
Woodworking is the art of crafting things out of wood, and people have been known to make sculptures, cabinets, and statues. Anyone can take up this craft, but it doesn't mean you will be good at it. Like anything else, unless you have a natural talent, you'll have to practice at it. So, don't get discouraged if your first try doesn't come out like you had hoped. You can't expect to get it perfectly the very first time. Keep trying and you should be a woodworking master in no time at all. If you've always wanted to get into woodworking but didn't know how to go about it, you're not alone. This is a pastime that many want to have, but don't know what to do or what materials to use. If this is the case, all you have to do is to take a class on woodworking. If you think that you won't be able to find a class on this art, you're wrong. It's more popular than you realize, and classes are offered pretty much worldwide. So, check your phone book or look up classes on the internet for your specific city or country. The fees for this type of class will vary and are determined by the skill level and how long the class will run. If you've never tried your hand at woodworking before, start at the beginner level. Once you've been woodworking for a little while, you should attend one of the workshops held for people interested in this art. Once there, you will meet people that share your same interests and you will learn new ways at perfecting this craft. You should also look these workshops up on the internet and find out dates and locations so you can sign up. You will probably make new friends and increase your skill level at woodworking. What could be better than that?
Questions 11. What's this passage mainly about?
Why should you take a class in woodworking?
13. Which of the following statements is true?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
In the United States, the debt levels of Americans have continued to increase since the 1980s. It was during this time that the use of credit cards greatly increased. Credit cards companies began looking for different ways to market their products to consumers and used such things as direct mail, commercials, and other marketing strategies. It was during the 1980s that consumers began moving away from cash and checks into credit cards. The cause of this is often attributed to the start of the information age. As the use of computers became more widespread, credit cards quickly followed. It is estimated that the number of people using credit cards during this time surpassed those who were using checks and cash in a single year. Statistics show that the average American consumer owes about $9,000 in credit card debt. Many people have made the mistake of thinking that they are using their own money when they use credit cards to make purchases. It is easy to forget that this money is owned by the credit card companies, and they are simply allowing you to borrow it, with a promise you will pay it back. The average interest rate owed on credit cards in the US is about 14%. It is easy to view credit cards as being easy money. After all, you don't have to work for it. And it doesn't have the same effect on you that cash has. Statistics show that people have a tendency to spend the money of others much faster than their own. Though we live in an electronic age, being irresponsible with your credit cards is a great way to end up with a lifetime of headaches. Many high-quality jobs now require you to have good credit, and it is difficult to get a house or a car if you have poor credit. This is why it pays to be responsible with how you manage your finances. It is best to stop borrowing money and use your own funds to make purchases.
Now listen again, please.
In the United States, the debt levels of Americans have continued to increase since the 1980s. It was during this time that the use of credit cards greatly increased. Credit cards companies began looking for different ways to market their products to consumers and used such things as direct mail, commercials, and other marketing strategies. It was during the 1980s that consumers began moving away from cash and checks into credit cards. The cause of this is often attributed to the start of the information age. As the use of computers became more widespread, credit cards quickly followed. It is estimated that the number of people using credit cards during this time surpassed those who were using checks and cash in a single year. Statistics show that the average American consumer owes about $9,000 in credit card debt. Many people have made the mistake of thinking that they are using their own money when they use credit cards to make purchases. It is easy to forget that this money is owned by the credit card companies, and they are simply allowing you to borrow it, with a promise you will pay it back. The average interest rate owed on credit cards in the US is about 14%. It is easy to view credit cards as being easy money. After all, you don't have to work for it. And it doesn't have the same effect on you that cash has. Statistics show that people have a tendency to spend the money of others much faster than their own. Though we live in an electronic age, being irresponsible with your credit cards is a great way to end up with a lifetime of headaches. Many high-quality jobs now require you to have good credit, and it is difficult to get a house or a car if you have poor credit. This is why it pays to be responsible with how you manage your finances. It is best to stop borrowing money and use your own funds to make purchases.
Questions. 14. What's the purpose of this passage?
Why did the use of credit cards increase according to the passage?
16. What's the writer's suggestion as to using credit cards?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Honey, what's all our stuff doing in the driveway?
It's a Newsday spring cleanup sale. For only $19.95, we can put a two-line classified ad in Newsday for 7 days, and with over 2 million readers, we'll get results fast.
Two lines, all editions, for only $19.95? That's more than 50% savings off their regular rate. But if Newsday is having a cleanup sale, why does our driveway look like a market?
Because there's never been a better time for us to turn the things we don't use into cash we can use.
You mean appliances, jewelry, furniture, exercise equipment?
Even your old guitar.
Two lines, all editions for only $19.95. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I called Rudy.
Who's Rudy?
He's a classified Newsday sales consultant. He was really nice and helpful.
More than 50% off and friendly service. Newsday really does have all we need.
Yeah, here's my two-line ad. Clean up with Newsday, family stuff, including appliances, jewelry, and furniture. Call us at 516-843-3000.
That sounds great.
Now listen again, please.
Honey, what's all our stuff doing in the driveway?
It's a Newsday spring cleanup sale. For only $19.95, we can put a two-line classified ad in Newsday for 7 days, and with over 2 million readers, we'll get results fast.
Two lines, all editions, for only $19.95? That's more than 50% savings off their regular rate. But if Newsday is having a cleanup sale, why does our driveway look like a market?
Because there's never been a better time for us to turn the things we don't use into cash we can use.
You mean appliances, jewelry, furniture, exercise equipment?
Even your old guitar.
Two lines, all editions for only $19.95. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I called Rudy.
Who's Rudy?
He's a classified Newsday sales consultant. He was really nice and helpful.
More than 50% off and friendly service. Newsday really does have all we need.
Yeah, here's my two-line ad. Clean up with Newsday, family stuff, including appliances, jewelry, and furniture. Call us at 516-843-3000.
That sounds great.
Questions. 17. What is Newsday?
Eighteen. Why does the woman want to sell their stuff?
19. What do you learn about Rudy?
Twenty. What is the man most interested in?